91X News.
It's 10 degrees and mainly sunny. I'm Trish Allison with 91X News. Commuters driving through Belleville today might have noticed some traffic congestion. Both west and eastbound lanes have been reduced to single lanes for construction. Lane closures are expected to last until tomorrow afternoon with some relief today after 3. The closure is the result of repair work being done on the overpass at Highway 37. Belleville police are searching for a man wanted on an attempted murder charge. Alan Joseph Keller is also wanted for a breach of probation. Keller is described as a white male, 5'11", dark, partially balding hair, and brown eyes. He is wanted in relation to an attack on a 51-year-old male earlier this month. The man suffered serious life-threatening injuries and remains in hospital. Police investigation led to the arrest of Teresa Keller, who made an court appearance yesterday afternoon. She is charged with one count of attempted murder. Police are still looking for a second female they say was present at the time of the attack. Anyone with information regarding the investigation is asked to contact Belleville Police. 7 students from the third-year journalism online print and broadcast program at Loyalist College launched their hyper-local news sites this morning. They varied from environmental issues to sports to what is going on in Prince Edward County. Students cover stories on multiple platforms to cater to a certain audience. Dean of Media Studies Jane Harrison thinks the students have done a wonderful job.
It was a wonderful celebration of really hard work on the part of the students. It takes a lot of thought in terms of design, analysis of your audience, and bringing in all the different platforms together in one space so that it's also functional.
Student websites all host images, text, video, and use Twitter to cover a variety of events in the area. Residents in an area south of Brighton may see some lights in the sky over Lake Ontario this evening. The 424 Transport Squadron from CFB Trenton will be conducting illumination flare training at the military range over the lake. The base says flares may be observed in the area, but the exercise should not cause any problems. 2 opposition MPs are heading to Washington to let American politicians know some Canadian politicians have mixed feelings about the Keystone XL pipeline. The Harper government has been lobbying for the project, but NDP environment critic Megan Leslie and fellow MP Claude Gravel plan to meet with senators and congressmen interested in hearing a different side of the story. Leslie says New Democrats don't want to halt oil sands development, but want governments to resolve how to extract oil while minimizing the environmental damage. Finance Minister Dwight Duncan will deliver the government's fall economic update next Wednesday. The government has already said the update will confirm a deficit of $16 billion for this year. Duncan also has warned growth projections will be down from earlier forecasts because of the economic slowdown. News of specific service cuts aren't expected until next year's budget. That's 91X News 202. Here's Carl Ayette with sports.
It's a busy night in the NHL with 9 games on the schedule. Toronto is home to Phoenix. The Leafs are coming off a weak performance in a loss to Ottawa on Saturday night. The Senators are in Calgary, and the Stanley Cup champion, the Boston Bruins, put a 5-game winning streak on the line against New Jersey. It's day 2 of baseball's postseason award season. The AL Cy Young Award will be handed out this afternoon, and it would be a shock if Justin Verlander doesn't win it. The Detroit right-hander led the league with 24 wins, a 2.40 ERA, and 250 strikeouts. The UFC is among a group taking on New York State to court over a law banning a pro mixed martial arts. The lawsuit has been filed in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. It challenges the state law for violating numerous provisions of the U.S. state's constitution, including the First Amendment, the Equal Protection Clause, and the Due Process Clause. The quarterback situation is up in the air in Houston and Philadelphia. The Texans are bringing in specialists to look at Matt Chubb's injured right foot. Meanwhile, the Eagles are still uncertain of Michael Vick's status for this weekend's game against New York Giants. Vick broke his 2 ribs in Sunday's loss to Arizona. It's day 138 in the NBA lockout, and there's still no end in sight. The players rejected owners' latest offer yesterday and began disbanding the union, paving the way for an antitrust lawsuit. NBA Commissioner David Stern said the league may be entering in a nuclear winter. That's sports. Here's Trish Allison with 91X Weather.
Today, mainly sunny and a high of 11. Tonight, increasing cloudiness and a low of 6. Tomorrow, cloudy, a 40% chance of showers in the morning, clearing late in the afternoon with a high of 9. It's 10 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Carl Ayette. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
This is 91X. CJLX 91.